Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brahma Sports, the show that looks at all teams here at Pierce College. I am your host, Felipe Gamino. And before I introduce my next guest, let me just start off by reading a quote from Joe Montana that says, "Winners, I am convinced, imagine your dreams first. They want it with all their heart and expect it to come true. There is, I believe, no other way to live." Very powerful quote by one of the all-time great quarterbacks to ever play the game. So, ladies and gentlemen, joining me in the studio is Pierce College quarterback David McCullum. David, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Felipe?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. So, of course, you're a quarterback. You play the game. How were you first introduced to football?
Well, my father, he's a big football fan. And I didn't know if I really liked it at first, but you know, he got me liking it. I was about 7 years old, and it started from there.
What other sports were you interested in playing besides football, if there were any?
Basketball, I could say. That was actually my first sport, and then I got introduced to football right after basketball season.
What position did you play in basketball?
Shooting guard. I'm a shooter.
You're a shooting guard?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. So, of course, I assume you played like the little leagues in basketball, you know. Did you win like any silverware your first couple of years?
Yeah, my first year playing basketball, I actually won a championship. So, you know, I loved basketball, but football kind of took over after a while.
What was it specifically that it took over?
It's hard to say. You know, I got all sisters. I have five sisters, so you know, they told me they like me playing football more because as I got bigger, you know, I got stronger. And they're like, yeah, you'll be a great quarterback. And, you know, I kept it and I kept the motion and just stuck to it. And it paid off big time.
Did any of your other siblings play sports or?
Two of my sisters actually ran track. And, you know, they started me, like, the running motion and, you know, I started young, and that's when I started to like sports, when I seen them doing it, and it was just motivation to me. So
what you were mentioning about that football starting to take over, of course, you know, like, did you play middle school?
I did play middle school, but we weren't that good. But it was fun because the guys that I actually played with in middle school, I actually grew up with. So it was more of just having fun, not really about winning.
So it's not really about winning until high school level, and that's where it starts getting more competitive,
right,
like
right.
Especially when it's varsity in the playoffs. So, take me to that moment, you know, like when you first met your middle school coach. Like, how was that moment? Like, when did he say, "Oh, you're going to be on the team"?
It was kind of nerve wracking, you know, playing little league and then thinking about middle school football. I thought the guys were going to be bigger, stronger than me, but it turned out to be a real good experience, and I loved every moment of it. You know, we didn't win a lot, but just to play with my brothers again, it was nice.
Going out to high school, you know, you started freshman. You played on the freshman team. Mm-hmm. Then you moved. Then you bumped up to the varsity level. Mm-hmm. How was the transition? Because I know, like, varsity, they have playoffs. They have, like, championship games. Mm-hmm. When it's, like, JV or freshman year, it's, like, 10 games and you're done. Mm-hmm. So, like, how was the overall transition for you?
It was a big, you know. I was nervous, you know, the first game. Sophomore, I actually played special teams only. And then my junior year is the year I started, actually, on varsity. And it was crazy. It was great, you know. We actually, the year I started on varsity, we won our first playoff game in like 10 years or something like that. So it was big achievements, you know, and it just kept me striving for greatness.
You were mentioning that playoff game, the first playoff win in 10 years. Do you remember who that was against?
Rochester Adams, yeah.
Well, so of course you're from out of state, you're from Michigan. Mm. Overall, like, how have you adapted to California? Because we know the weather here is, like, sometimes, like, it's crazy. Mm. So how has your adaptation been?
The adaptation is more of the weather, you know, come from somewhere a lot colder, you know, year-round. But it's hot out here, but, you know, I've made lots of friends, and I've adapted very well, and I like it here.
What advice from your coaches in high school, middle school, what's the advice that they have given you that sticks with you today?
Well, the biggest advice is Coach Farr. One quote stuck with me. He said, "Don't wish for it, work for it." And that stuck with me like very, very long. Like every time I think about him, I can think of him saying that, "Don't wish for it, work for it." And that's what it's going to be.
All right, man. That's cool. Any anecdotes that you remember, funny anecdotes or just anecdotes in general that you remember like, oh, man, I'm really glad that this moment happened and all?
Nah, not really. And I got a lot going on in college right now. So, you know, I put all of that behind me and it's just now.
Do you think any of your former teammates will go far? Like, do you feel like them like going to the NFL? Or?
Yeah, I believe in a lot of my teammates. One of my teammates is at Albion right now. Is Coden Baranowski. He's a big guy. He's good. He's solid. You know, everything a coach wants to see. So I'm pretty sure he's gonna go far.
Definitely, man. So when you were a senior, I know we're like going back. When you were a senior and it came the time to decide where you were going to go to play college ball, was Pierce the only offer that you had on the table, or were there other colleges like looking at you?
It was many colleges looking at me. I actually had an offer to the University of Louisville my junior year, and senior year I didn't qualify for Division I football, so I went to Arizona Western and transferred to Garden City, and Garden City didn't work out too well, so I came to Pierce College for success.
That's good. You know, take me to the moment that the program contacted you.
Well, I got a call from California, and it was an 8-1-A number. It was actually Coach Woods, and I was kind of shocked. I'm like, Coach, you're California, you know, it's far. You know, I done been to Arizona, and it's nerve-wracking going out by myself, you know, because I'm a mom's boy, so, you know, I like to be under my mom, but it was rough. But when you get used to it, it's nice, you know. You just get a chance to grow up on your own, that's all.
So you were mentioning, you know, like Coach Woods calling you from California. Were you shocked at first or like?
Very. I'm thinking like it's California, you know, hot weather, beaches, you know. Oh my gosh. But I got here, you know, I love the coaching staff, you know, I love the way they do things around here, and it's very nice. I'm glad I picked this college.
Well, speaking of the coaching staff, one of your coaches, Coach Dax, Richard Accentis, he was a former JUCO quarterback. He played for Pasadena. So what have you learned from him that, like, wow, I mean, that you were impressed at first?
Patience. You know, he has a lot of patience with us, you know. We make mistakes sometimes, but, you know, he's a great coach. You know, he tells us what our mistakes is, and we make sure we don't do it again, and it's life after that.
So your fellow quarterbacks, one of them, Andrew Young, the other, Reggie Curry III, or as one of the broadcasters called them, RC3, during the game. How's it like working with your fellow quarterbacks?
It's great. You know, we come out, we compete every day, you know, to the best of our ability just to make each other better, you know. We bump heads at times, but, you know, it's big. The competition is big, you know, and it's great because we're just getting better every day.
So, your first fall camp in college, well, here at Pierce, I mean, when you put on that uniform for the first time, you know, like, what was the feeling like?
It was a great feeling, you know. My favorite number is number 7, and at my other two schools, I wasn't able to get it. So, you know, when I put on the 7 again, you know, I felt my confidence. You know, I felt that leadership, you know, and it was big.
So you were mentioning about the number 7, and of course your Twitter handle has a 7 at the end. So what's unique about that number that, like, you always loved wearing it?
I just got one word, God, you know. It's choices in life, you know. And I grew up, and it's something about that number 7 that just gave me that drive to do what I have to do, you know. I love it, you know.
All right, so before we went on air, we were talking, like, outside here in the lobby. So you were mentioning that you broke all of your high school records. Like, how many records did you exactly break, and How did it feel to get that achievement?
I broke, I think, 10 records as a quarterback. It was nice, you know. Coach Farr put me in the best position to be successful, you know. And senior year playing with all my brothers, you know, I got family on the team. It was great, you know, like we had fun. It was nice. We were winning, you know. It was heartbreaking when season was over and we figured out we would never play with each other again. But
so, are there any differences that you've noticed? Because, you know, you're from Michigan. Are there any differences that you've noticed from Cali ball to where you come from?
Hot weather. I could say, you know, by the fourth or fifth game, you know, in Michigan, it's getting cold. And here, by the fourth or fifth game, it's still 90 degrees, 80 degrees. So it was a big change.
So we were talking, you know, like before going on air, and you said that basically the adaptation to the weather here is different. But I also want to take you to another issue. What's one of the main issues that you've noticed from out-of-state players? Because, you know, most of them have problems with housing. Most of them have, you know, other types of situations. Like, what's something that you've noticed that you would like to see improved on?
Housing. I feel like in California they should use dorms because it would just help us be successful, you know? I can't really say too much, but, you know, it's tough coming 3,000 miles away, you know, and worried about housing and things and that sort. So
like, what's your typical day for you?
Lots of film, you know, drinking water. But film is the biggest because, you know, you got to focus on the mistakes so you don't make those mistakes twice, because it's tough, you know, losing games because of the mistakes, you know. And as a quarterback, the pressure is on you because the game runs through you. And, you know, your team is dependent on you, like, every single day. So you just got to go out there and be a leader, limit your mistakes.
That's also really, really important. So, since you're a quarterback, I'm going to ask this question to most of my guests. You know, like, who do you consider to be the best right now in professional football, in the NFL?
Lamar Jackson, of course. That's actually my idol. You know, I've been looking up to him since junior year of high school. You know, they kind of say we look alike a little bit, but he's the best right now. You know, actually, he came out of college and they was trying to move him to a receiver because they said he couldn't throw, but now he's like dominating the NFL, and now everybody's like, oh my gosh, he's the best. No, where were you when they were saying he was a receiver, you know, a running back, you know? So he gives me that drive because everybody doubted him. You know, he actually led Louisville to a great season, but everybody doubted him, and he's showing the whole world why he's one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
So no Tom Brady, no.
Oh, you know, Tom Brady, of course.
So, I mean, of course, we were talking about the Super Bowls, you know, like past, and you were talking to me that you didn't watch the one last season. Mm-hmm. What was like the main reason why you didn't watch the Super Bowl last year?
Because the main reason is the Patriots. The Patriots, when they're in the Super Bowl, it's an automatic win. You know, it's big. Tom Brady is the best of the best. You know, he actually came from the University of Michigan. So, but he know how to prepare. You know, he knows how to make it work. You know, broken plays. You know, reading the defense. You know, he's the best of the best. So it was no point in watching the Super Bowl because we knew who were gonna come out with the win.
Yeah, there were a lot of my friends that were saying the Rams were gonna go, we're gonna take it, and some were saying that Patriots, like Tom Brady's gonna get another ring.
Right.
So now coming back to Pierce, you know, going into the weight room, I know one of your coaches, Coach Dylan Flannery, is someone that played college ball. His injuries didn't allow him to go further, you know, but like, how's Coach D like?
A very energetic person, you know. He comes in with the same energy every day. He's great, you know. He's a great coach, you know. He yells, but you know, that's his job at the end of the day. He's great.
So when you stepped into that weight room for the first time, the one here at the South Gym, Like, what was the vibe going, like, you know?
It was a lot of excitement, you know? I seen him. He came up to me, talked to me, told me, you know, I don't care how much weight you lift. It's about technique. And that stuck with me. Because as a quarterback, you know, lifting weights is not your main priority, but, you know, you have to. It's college ball. So, you know, he helps me out a lot. You know, he shows me different workouts I could do for myself and, you know, for my other quarterbacks just to make our arms stronger and things of that sort.
So you were talking about watching game film and how that it's important to improve on from your mistakes and all that. So you played your first game of the season. Mm-hmm. Mal San Jacinto. You had a great game. You threw 2 touchdowns passes. You also scored 1, I believe. Mm-hmm. Overall, your college debut. Mm-hmm. How was that like?
It kind of didn't seem real. You know, I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid, playing college ball at one of the highest levels. You know, it didn't seem real. You know, I went out and I just prayed to God that everything went well for me. You know, I haven't played ball in a long time. And then to come out here and lead a team is big, you know. And I thank God every day for a healthy season and for my teammates, you know, to prosper.
So, now that you're talking about the San Jacinto game, things didn't go like as expected in terms of the logistics. Mm-hmm. You guys arrived an hour late to the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you lose focus at all, like, besides the team arriving late to the stadium? Or how was the overall team feeling before?
We went in, you know, we knew we were an hour late, you know, and all odds were against us. But, you know, we started off slow. We got 10 minutes to warm up, you know, but we came out in the second half and we did what we had to do. We actually didn't come out with the win, but, you know, I'm proud of the team's performance in the second half. Came out with energy, scored touchdowns, and got back in the game.
So you were talking about that first half. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Southwestern scrimmage. Mm-hmm. I know it was a chance, you know, to see the teams, you know, to see, like, for head coach Carlos Woods to have an idea of, like, who's going to be starting in what position. Mm-hmm. I mean, hearing from a source saying that first quarter did not go as expected against the Jaguars.
Right.
I mean, and do you feel that has been something that's been happening every single game, that first quarter always tends to not help the team at all?
Yeah, it is slow starts, you know. And if you want to win college ball games, you know, we can't have slow starts. You know, we're going to work on it this week in practice, and we're going to get back to it. This next game coming up in San Diego, we'll start off fast, and we're going to get the win.
Speaking of San Diego, that's like a 6-hour drive we were talking before. And a couple of years back for the football team, they had a trip to San Diego. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, during halfway, you know, their bus didn't have AC. So overall, just a long drive, because you also had a long drive to San Jacinto, which is also pretty far, you know. How do you keep focus? How does the whole team keep focused, like, knowing that it's going to be far, you know, you're going to be sitting in the bus for a bunch of hours. How do you keep the team energized? Like,
we prepare for things like that in practice, you know. Away games, all the odds are stacked against us already anyway, you know. It's big, you know. It starts with our O-line. So, you know, I keep them guys in the game. You know, if they miss a block or two, you know, it's not more of a yell. It's more of a, let's go, we got the next one. And, it's just being a leader, you know. It's just starting off right.
Definitely, because you always want to start right in the game. So, like, you know, you score the first touchdown, the other team will be forced, you know, to find a way to respond. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that we've, you know, started talking, you know, about, you know, NFL peers and all, talk to me about the start to the season. Because it wasn't ideal, you know, that losing that first game to San Jacinto and then the home game just on Saturday against West LA. That halftime.
Right.
Here at John Shepherd Stadium. I mean, 52-14 heading into the half, you know. So what was it like in that locker room at halftime?
It was rough, you know. I went in, you know, I gathered my offense, and I talked to the guys, and I told them, you know, we going to get back in this. We know we going to get back right, you know. A few missed possessions, you know, a few missed touchdowns, a few missed reads by me, you know. I owned up for it, but, you know, we came in the locker room halftime, and we knew we weren't playing to the best of our ability, so we knew we had to pick it up in the second half. We came out, we scored a touchdown, got us back on track, and that was all.
Yeah, because we were talking about, you know, having great starts. Upcoming games, you have San Diego Mesa on the road before the big game against LA Valley for the victory bell. And Valley has had the bell since 2015, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. How would you go into that rivalry game? Because we know Valley's the big rival, because it's for the bell. In addition to Hancock, who is for the championship, the conference title. How do you go into that game?
Prepare. That's the biggest thing. You know, we got to prepare. But we're going to go step by step, game by game. You know, we're right now we're on San Diego Mesa, so we think about Valley after we get right with them.
Well, back in Michigan when you were playing high school, was there like a rivalry game? Like, did you guys play for a bell, for a cup?
Mm-hmm. We actually played for a paddle against Waterford Kettering. You know, we've had it for a few years now, and I think we plan on keeping it.
So that's you're used to rivalry games, like games like for like either a cup or a bell. Like in this case, it's the victory bell. Mm. Do you have a good instinct that you guys are gonna get it this year?
Yeah, of course. I have all the faith in my team. It's big, you know. It's big, and I know how much it means for some of these guys that stay in California. So I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna lay my body on the line for these guys, and we're gonna get the win.
That's cool. Any advice you have for quarterbacks or upcoming players?
Leadership. Leadership is the biggest. You know, as a quarterback, everybody depends on you. So you can't get down on the team. You can't get down on yourself because the vibe you give them is the vibe they're going to give you back. And I feel like that's the reason we've been starting off kind of slow. You know, I've came out, you know, undisciplined, you know, making bad reads and things in that sort. But, you know, we're going to get back right and we're going to win.
So you were talking about, you know, leadership and all. I asked you last week because for those of you who don't know, my guest, David McCullum, is currently the Brahma of the Week for this week, of which, by the way, you could pick up a copy of the Roundup. We have it in our newsroom, so if you want to swing by, we could definitely get you a copy. How do you want to be remembered by? Because I remember I asked you, that was one of the questions I asked you. How do you want to be remembered?
The biggest leader. Being a leader is, in my eyes, is the biggest, you know? It's big, you know? You have the ball every play, you know? You got to make a play every play. I want the guys to remember me as not more of a yelling kind of guy, but more of a leading, just leading, you know. I can't really explain it because it's just leadership. You know, leadership is the biggest role. A player-coach team is better than a coach-coach team always.
So, I mean, of course, you know, leadership is always important when you're heading into the game, you know, of course. What are your expectations for the rest of the season? Although you just told me that, you know, you go by game by game, mm-hmm. but, you know, how do you think the team will bounce back from this little start?
Very well. We just got to go back to the drawing board, you know, get things right, you know, make some changes, and on to the next.
On to the next. All right. So, you know, it's really important, you know, to just, you know, keep focused, not lose track, because, you know, some football teams, you know, they start slow, but then, you know, they tend to go even downhill. Well, so, David, we want to thank you for joining us here on this episode.
I appreciate that.
But before we go, just a quick roundup of what's going on currently around Pierce Sports. Football will be on the road Saturday at San Diego Mesa. Kickoff for that game is at 6 p.m. Soccer, for all you soccer fans, tomorrow we'll have a home game against LA Harbor College at 4 p.m. at John Shepherd Stadium. Reminder, all home games are at the stadium this season. Women's volleyball start their season this Wednesday on the road at West LA at 6 p.m. However, on September 20th, you can catch them here at Ken Stanley Court against Citrus. First serve will also be at the same time. Men's basketball will compete in the Southern California Fall Jamboree from September 20th to the 22nd at Cerritos and Long Beach City College. The Brahmas will face Compton at 8 a.m. in that game on Saturday. We thank you all for tuning in here on KPCRadio.com. We thank you all for taking time out of your day to join us. This is Felipe Gamino with Brahma Sports on KPCRadio.com. Thank you all. See you next time.